Good morning. This is the Knower Podcast brought to you by Will Knower. Today, I will be interviewing my mom, who is a lawyer and a mother of four children. She has worked through many companies throughout her life and does a good job balancing her time-consuming job with her family. Mom, welcome, and thanks for taking the time to let me interview you this morning. I have a couple questions to ask you to learn more about you. The first question, what did you do for fun when you were younger?
Well, good morning, Will, and thank you for interviewing me this morning. I'm excited to be able to answer these questions. Your first question, what did I do for fun when I was younger? Well, first, it seems like a long time ago, but as you know, I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana. I am the third of a family of six kids. We lived in an older neighborhood in New Orleans called Lakeview. We were fortunate enough to have an in-ground pool in the backyard, and so we spent most of our time swimming in the backyard, playing ball with the neighborhood kids. I belong to a youth organization called CYO, Catholic Youth Organization, and we played ball every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. And then often after playing ball, we would go grab snowballs at the snowball stand and then go back to our house to swim. We also rode bikes everywhere, and there was a neighborhood theater about two blocks down the road from my house where we would all gather and go see movies, which were about 75 cents per film at the time.
It's pretty cool. Second question. What was the most trouble that you got into when you were younger?
Ugh, y'all know that I hate to tell this story, but it's inevitably about the time when I, quote, borrowed my parents' car in the middle of the night and went joyriding with a bunch of friends. So we've kind of withheld the story for a while, but I was 14 years old. We would sneak out in the middle of the night, climb down the stairs, out the side window. I hopped in my parents' Caprice Classic. I'm pretty short, so I had to put some phone books on the front seat to be able to see over the steering wheel. A Caprice Classic is like an old-time police car, if you saw an old white square police car. Anyway, picked up our best friends. We went to a 24-hour donut place about 5 miles from the house and then went and hung out on the lakefront. When I went home at about 2 a.m., I dropped off my friends. They all climbed in their windows and got in their beds before their parents found them. I pulled up in front of my house, and lo and behold, Papa had gotten up in the middle of the night to go to work on the riverfront, because, as you know, he did that. So when the ships came in and out in the middle of the night, they would call him to go survey the ships. He got a call in the middle of the night and went to go get in his car to go to work, and it was gone. So he thought it was stolen. So instead of checking our bedrooms, because I was the good kid of the six, he checked the boys' room. They were there. So then he called the police to report the car as being stolen. And lo and behold, I was out in the middle of the night. So when I drove back home, I saw Papa standing on the front porch, and I was so scared, I just kept driving. At some point, I knew I had to go home. I went home, and I was punished for 11 months, basically, till I could get my driver's license the next year. That was pretty much the worst thing I'd done.
I didn't know that story. Question three, did you play any sports growing up?
I did. Believe it or not, I played basketball, yes, at 5 feet tall, but there was grammar school basketball. I played high school volleyball and high school, what we called in New Orleans, cabbage ball, which they play in Louisiana and in St. Louis. So it's not softball with a glove, but it's the ball the size of a cabbage, kind of indoor ball it's called. Mm-hmm. And we played that in high school. Like I said, cabbage ball and volleyball.
Yeah. What was the best or most fun memory you have from your childhood?
There wasn't one specific one, but every Easter I was able to go to what was the New Orleans spring break at the beach with my family. My mom and dad would get a condo or a house down there because my older brothers were on spring break, and I was always able to go and bring friends of my own. So after Mardi Gras, a couple of weeks after that, the New Orleans kids would get out of school and we'd get to go to the beach for Easter. And those were great memories for me.
And you've continued that through us.
I have continued that with you guys. Easter's been a tradition in our family for a long time.
Question number five. When growing up, did you work any jobs?
I did, like I try to tell you all the time. I actually had my first job at the church rectory when I was in seventh grade. And back in the day, that was actually legal. I made $4 an hour answering the phone for the priest at the church rectory. I also babysat, and then as I went on through high school, I was a certified lifeguard and swim instructor, when I got old enough, I could work as a waitress at Chili's restaurant. And then I worked as a waitress at Houston's restaurant. And then finally, through college and law school, I worked at the Louisiana Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, one of the biggest regrets from your childhood, like, anything you could redo?
My biggest regret from my childhood is not being nicer to and not spending more time with my older brother.
Question number 8. What is one thing you learned in school that you didn't need to know in life?
Ugh. One thing that I learned in school that I didn't need to know in life. Probably music appreciation and philosophy. Mm-hmm. I wasn't crazy about the philosophy class.
How did you meet Dad?
Oh, Lord. Your dad and I met because my very good friend, Miss Sherry, was dating Dad's very good friend, Mr. Blaine. Sherry asked me to bring her out one night to go meet Blaine. And Dad and I were kind of stuck there. We didn't know each other. We didn't particularly care for each other. And we spent most of the night picking other people out of a crowd, teasing each other, saying, oh, that's who you should date. And oh, that's who you should date. And blah, blah, blah. So it was a pick and tease. And then ultimately we ended up becoming good friends. Mm-hmm.
What colleges or colleges did you attend?
So the question was singular. What college did you attend? But you know, for me, there was a bunch. I had a very crooked road to a very crooked path to where I ended up. My freshman year, I went to University of Alabama. And then, but most of my friends from New Orleans went straight to LSU in Baton Rouge. My parents thought, hey, let's let her try something different and give her a different path. But I really struggled. I missed my friends and people that I was close to that were in Baton Rouge. So University of Alabama in their nursing program as a freshman. And then I transferred to LSU's nursing program. Ultimately, quickly decided that nursing was not for me. Finished up, graduated, and then went to Loyola University School of Law. So I've been to a couple of different colleges.
Continuing with law, what sparked your interest in law?
So my parents will say that I was a debater or a fighter, and everything was constant arguing over the whys and the hows and, you know, the rules, etc. I was always pretty analytical. So back in the day, I think nursing was more of a choice for the females in our family, and law was not really an option for women back, you know, as old as I am now. So I tried the nursing school route, realized that was not for me, and then ultimately just convinced my parents that law was the better route for me to do. So I like to argue about what I think is right, and I like to advocate for people that can't advocate for themselves. And I didn't like nursing, so that's why I took the route I took.
Continue with you being different from others, like, how did you get to the position you are in today?
So that was a long road as well. I was the only female in the law firm that I worked for right out of law school. And I've, you know, had a hard time getting up there, but ultimately was making junior partner the year that Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans and we were forced kind of to evacuate and ultimately move to Texas. So I was in a defense firm in New Orleans for many years. When we came to Texas with Hurricane Katrina, I took a job at Anadarko Petroleum as a defense counsel as well for them, and got into this niche called e-discovery, which was very new at the time. Lawyers typically don't do well with IT. And so being the new lawyer at Anadarko, I was tasked to, you know, I got the short end of the stick and had to figure out all of the information governance and e-discovery rules. Once I did that for Anadarko, I realized that every company needed this back in 2007. So I started my own boutique firm that specialized in e-discovery. I did that for, my gosh, 10, 12 years while all of you guys were growing up, which gave me some flexibility to be around with the kids, but also kept my foot in the door with the practice of law. And then as everybody got older, I went back to work, and now I'm the general counsel of an oil field and transmission and distribution company in the Woodlands.
I'm guessing since you're so passionate in law, you didn't want to pursue any other career.
I did not. I actually always wanted to be a judge. I didn't make it that far in the career, but no, it was always law for me.
From what you have lived in life so far, what is one piece of advice you wish you had followed when you were younger?
I wish somebody had made me pay closer attention to geography class in high school, because I have a absolutely terrible sense of direction and terrible sense of the map. So,
what is the coolest place you've ever been?
The coolest place I've ever been is to see Niagara Falls from the Canada side. That was a trip that I was able to take with some work friends, and it was absolutely stunning.
What is the best lesson you have learned in life?
The best lesson I've learned is that life is short. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. We need to be very thankful for our health and make the most of today. And you need to make sure to tell the people that you're close to and that you love them, because you may not have that opportunity tomorrow.
What do you hope for me in the future?
I hope for you health and happiness, that you're able to follow whatever your interests and your dreams are, and that you fulfill whatever purpose God has put you on this earth to fulfill, which you will find out as you go.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think school should be so important for me?
You know, I think that that's a good question nowadays, because people debate about whether, you know, the secondary schooling and college is absolutely necessary these days. And I think that school for you definitely challenges you to utilize the gifts that God's given you. It teaches discipline, it promotes opportunities, gives you those opportunities to acquire, you know, a vast array of knowledge that is just going to help you be a well-rounded and productive member of society. I think it gives you tools and information to do better and be a better person all around.
Good. My concluding question is, what is one piece of advice you would give a person in high school, or like me in specific?
Don't stress. Truly, don't stress. Life is good. You are good enough. You're amazing, and you're going to be just fine with whatever you do. Enjoy these days, because they're short. Cherish the friendships that you make along the way. They're going to last a lifetime.
Okay. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you for interviewing me.